Some of you, you've been fooling yourself and you think you've been following Jesus. You ain't been following Jesus. You've been following your girlfriend, your boyfriend, the person sitting next to you. If they praise, you praise. If they lift their hands, you lift your hand. If half the people got their hands raised or more, then you lift your hands. If it's cool to pray, you pray. If it's not cool to pray, you don't pray. If it's cool to cuss, you cuss. If it's cool to tell a dirty joke, you tell a dirty joke. You're not following Jesus, you're following you. And inevitably, you is linked up with the devil because Adam and Eve in the garden came into contract with Satan, and your flesh has a mandate and a virus from hell to lead you straight to hell.
Not a stranger. No, I know.
And your flesh has a mandate and a virus from hell to lead you straight to hell.
Tears that still drip sore.
I liken it to this. The world is like a mighty river that's flowing, and it's easy to flow downstream with the current of the river. It's a dirty, polluted, perverted, prideful, greedy river, and everybody's trying to get ahead, but they're all headed for the cliff of eternity that falls into the river of fire. Saved, you have to repent, and that means you turn and go in the opposite direction, and you be like those salmon that head upstream, and you begin to fight your way upstream because you're headed in an opposite direction. You're not going to be popular at your school. You may be popular as that Jesus freak.
I feel alone here and cold here. Oh, I don't want to die. Feel anything kills inside. I do not want to be afraid. I do not want to die inside just to breathe in.
You're going to be headed upstream. You might not be invited to all the coolest parties because they don't want you around, because you convict them when you're in their very presence. And your flesh has a mandate and a virus from hell to lead you straight to hell. You know, people without Jesus are walking corpses. They're a ticking time bomb. They're on a date with eternity. They're headed for eternal separation and damnation from the presence of God because of their sinful nature and their pride and refusal to submit to the lordship of Jesus Christ. Of Americans say they're Christian. 4% acknowledge Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, the only way to the Father. That doesn't add up. Listen, your goodness, I'm a good person, Isaiah says, is as filthy rags in the sight of God. And that's why Jesus had to come and die. And many of you tonight are saved, and in just a minute, I'm going to give an opportunity for those of you who are not saved to get it right tonight, because some of you, you've been thinking all along, I'm cool with God. You're not cool with God. You're not cool, God. There's no such thing. Oh, yeah, me and God are cool. No, you and God aren't nothing. One of my pet peeves is when people say, oh, yeah, such and such is doing real good right now. Real good. Just as quick as you can do good, you can turn around and be doing bad. When are people going to say, oh, yeah, such and such is saved? That means they're pursuing God in holiness. That means that they've given up their own agenda. That means that they're no longer following after the lust of their flesh. That means they're no longer following after the selfish ambition that the enemy, the master illusionist, has painted as a false sense of their calling and destiny. God sees you as a son or a daughter, or he sees you as his enemy. Ephesians 2:3 says we were born under God's anger. But because of the work of Calvary, we can come into his love. And many of you, tonight, this word is convicting you because you have been floating along from Wednesday to Wednesday, service to service. And God is saying, there's more. Tap into real life. Don't waste your life on you. Give it to God. See what he can do. I want you to bow your heads with me because tonight I have the highest prayer. I love preaching. Preaching is one of my favorite things to do, and I'm just honored to be here tonight. And I pray that the Spirit of God has messed you up. Because my job isn't come here and coddle you and entertain you, and that has nothing to do with what the assignment God has given me. He sent me here to pierce your conscience, to wake you up from the slumber of success. Success will lull you into a slumber. It will deceive you into a state of complacency. But tonight, maybe you came here. I saw how many of you are visiting. And some of you that are here, and you've been playing games with God. And tonight, God is saying to you, I'm looking for you to humble yourself in my sight. I'm looking for you to acknowledge that in yourself, you are completely incapable of ever pleasing me. Privilege and honor and responsibility to give you the good news and the bad news. The bad news is we were all born in sin and we're all going to die and go to hell inevitably. The good news is Jesus made a way of escape. Jesus provided a doorway out of the burning building. Jesus provided a small little trail off of the broad path that leads to destruction. Jesus enabled you to turn and go upstream against the current of the world and the pressures of the world and the demands of the world and the propaganda of the world and the distractions of the world. He paved that way through his suffering on Calvary. And maybe you say, oh, well, I'm a good person. Yeah, have you broken God's law? His Ten Commandments. Have you ever disrespected anybody in authority? Oh, yeah, you have. Have you ever told a lie? Of course you have. If you say you haven't, then you just lied. If you've ever broken one of God's commandments, he is the just judge, is obligated to sentence you to an eternity of hell. But when you humble yourself and acknowledge your need for the blood of Jesus and come to the foot of the bloodstained cross and ask for redemption, he is faithful and just to save you, to wash away the stain of sin, to remove the guilt of your past, and to ensure a future of real life in the kingdom of God. Whoever holds on to his life will lose it. The great paradox of life. But whoever abandons it will gain it for eternity. Now you're in here tonight, and I know you don't know me, and I know I don't know you, but I love you enough to give you the truth. I'm not here to further my career in the ministry. I'm not here to build a fan club. I'm here because I love you. I came all the way from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and if one of you turns from your wicked, my mission has been successful. Oh, but there's a lot more of you in here. 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, maybe even 100 of you who tonight are getting a wake-up call. You've been slipping and sliding down the road of life. What we call in religious terms, backsliding. You have not been passionately pursuing the things of God. And you're in a backslidden state. You're doing whatever you want to do, going wherever you want to go. And tonight, God is jolting you out of yourself. I want to pray for you. If you're in here and you say, Joel, I need you to pray for me tonight. I realize that I am not where I need to be, and I need to get things right with God, whether if it's for the first time or whether I've been playing religious games, and I need to get it straight. I need to get it right. I need to give my life to God. How terrible it would be for you to sit in church and waste a night of every week, your whole life, and then bust it wide open. Don't do it. Give your life to Him. That's you, and you want prayer tonight. I want you to just lift your hand right there boldly. Say, pray for me. All over. Boldly. That's right. Boldly. Don't worry about who's looking. They're worried about themselves. Boldly. Just lift your hand. All over. Young people are lifting their hand. That's right. That's right. All over. Thank you for the humility. It takes humility. It takes a real man to acknowledge his need for Jesus. Father, I pray for every person lifting their hand, even those who haven't, that tonight they're going to come to the foot of the blood-stained cross and receive redemption and righteousness and be made a son or a daughter of God. And they're never going to look back. For you said, he who, having looked back, having taken his hand to the plow, looking to the back or the right or the left, is not fit for the kingdom. I thank you tonight you're drawing them, Lord. You said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And I have lifted you up tonight. Now draw, Holy Spirit, by your Spirit. Now I want everybody to stand very reverently, nobody moving around, respecting what the Spirit of God is doing right now.